Welcome to Park Chatter, the podcast that brings you the latest news and insights on all things Disney theme parks and resorts, with your hosts, Matt and Katie. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for some insider knowledge, they've got you covered. From the latest ride openings and food festivals to trip planning and advice, they're your ultimate guide to all things Disney. So sit back, relax, and let's chat on Park Chatter.
Happy holidays, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Park Chatter. I'm your host, Matt, and I'm with Katie. Katie, happy holidays to you, and Merry Christmas in June.
Yes, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, happy festivities, everything. I feel like I should be wearing, like, my Mickey Santa hat or something with all the news we're about to share.
I know. You know, we talked about it last week. It was going to drop the day of our podcast. And sure enough, you know, we knew that was going to happen. And man, they unloaded lots of information that we need to go over, especially a brand new hard ticketed event at Hollywood Studios.
Woo-hoo.
Just like, you know, just like the party they do at Magic Kingdom. There's now another one at Hollywood Studios called Jollywood Nights, which is awesome. That's really neat.
Yay. This one sounds really fun. Really
fun. Yeah.
Like, I don't think I would ever do, like, a Merry, Merry Christmas party. I would definitely choose Jollywood Nights over that. It just sounds like so much more fun, like, theming and everything like that. So, but we'll talk more about it, and I'm sure I'll change my mind 10,000 times.
Yeah, no, we'll definitely get into it. So, but that's pretty much, like, the, you know, all of the Christmas stuff that was announced last week, that's pretty much all we're going to be talking about today. Besides, they also announced the Flavors of Florida is returning to Disney Springs this summer. And everyone, you know, loves that event. There's lots of food and drink specials going on at all the different restaurants, lounges, and so on at Disney Springs. So we'll be talking a little bit about that as well. But Katie, I don't want to delay us at all because there's so much to talk about.
Yeah.
So why don't we dive into it? What do you say?
I love that plan. Let's go get Mary.
All right. So this is what we're going to start out with. Of course, the brand new event that we just mentioned at Hollywood Studios. It is called Jollywood Nights. This is a separate ticketed event that goes from 8:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. on only 10 select nights, anywhere between November 11th and December 20th. It is on November 11th, 18th, 20th, 27th, and 29th. For December, it is on the 4th, 6th, 16th, 18th, and 20th. And, you know, right up front, the tickets for this are going to be anywhere between $159 to $179 per person.
Phew!
So, steep price.
Yeah.
Steep price. You know, these party tickets are not getting any, you know, any cheaper. So
no, definitely not.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but I think, you know, we'll kind of go through what they'll have, and I think it might be worth the price. So, they didn't say, you know, usually with like the party tickets, you can get into the park, you know, a couple hours early. They actually didn't mention that in the blog. I assume they'll let you go in like a few hours early, but we'll, you know, we'll have to see there. So, all right. So lots of events that are happening. Of course, you know, you get to experience all the holiday vibes. I've heard nothing but good things of Hollywood Studios at Christmas time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Right. So like, I really want to go. I've never experienced, you know, Hollywood at Christmas times. You've seen it, right? Even like,
oh, yeah.
You've even seen the Osborne lights, right?
Yeah. Oh, I love Hollywood Studios at Christmas time. I argue with myself, and I'm going to say this, and I'm probably going to take it back, but I think Hollywood Studios has the best Christmas decor. Not going to lie. I really think that they have the best winter, I don't know, holiday decor of all of the four parks.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, the Toy Story, I think, gets into it a little bit as well. Toy Story Land, I think Gertie the dinosaur, doesn't he get like a hat or something?
Yeah, Gertie gets a cute little hat.
Yeah.
It's just fun. I think I just like the glitz and glamour Hollywood vibe of Christmas time, winter and holidays and fun stuff like that. It just makes it feel, I don't know, I think that is the park that feels the most, I don't know, magical in the holiday times.
No, definitely. No, I agree. All right, so let's get into it. Now, there's going to be lots of different events there. The first thing that Disney mentioned is that there will be a DJ spinning up a mix of holiday tunes. Where that will be, have no idea. They did not specify there. Over at Commissary Lane, it will be coming to life with a lively Latin street fair. So, you know, they're going to announce at some point all the food and beverages that you can try over there. So that's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then this next piece. Now, this is the first like fun, special like entertainment that you'll get. So Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy will be special guests over at Theater of the Stars, along with some of their Disney friends. So looks like Theater of the Stars is where Beauty and the Beast, the theater play happens.
Ooh.
So looks like, you know, Kermit Frog and Miss Piggy will be out in some form. I assume it's going to be similar to how they used to do it over at Liberty Square. They used to be like in the windows, so I assume it'll be something, of that sort.
Oh my gosh, that is the coolest news also, because how fun to see Kermit and Miss Piggy in their holiday attire. I don't think that I've ever seen anything like this. I guess they don't specify that they're going to be dressed up, but I imagine they have to be dressed up somehow.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you know, Miss Piggy is going to go all out.
Oh yeah, so. Completely. This is so cute. I think it's so unique and so fun.
Yeah. So I'm curious to see what other, you know, some of their Disney friends that'll be there with them. So that's fun. This next one, now I am super stoked about this. So they didn't even say what it was, but this is what Disney said, quote, "And what's this? Hyperion Theater will host a spirited sing-along. More details to come." So, cool. Of course, with it saying what's this, it can only mean Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes.
So, yeah, the Hyperion Theater, Katie had to remind me, that's where the Frozen sing-along currently is. And again, that's something that I've heard like really great things about. Like, it's so funny that what they do over there. So I assume it's going to be something similar, but for Nightmare Before Christmas theme. What do you think?
I think so. I would love that. That sounds like the coolest thing. I'm a big Nightmare Before Christmas fan. For Halloween and for Christmas, like, people debate all the time, is it a Christmas movie or is it a Halloween movie? I think it's a both movie. Why limit yourself to one holiday? And to have a sing-along with it, oh my gosh, I am sold. I will be there. Not really, but I will be there in spirit.
I agree. You know, this, I feel like they're going to use like the same cast that they have already for the Frozen sing-along. They're just going to create this brand new show for Nightmare Before Christmas. We'll see Sandy Claus. We'll see Nero probably as Rudolph. So I'm excited for this. I'm definitely going to be watching it on YouTube. So
yeah, I can't wait. Yeah. This sounds like super fun and super promising. And honestly, like, I'm glad to see these like new little pop-up shows happening more often, because I think that really starts to show off Disney's, you know, like their creative and performing side. Like, it's not just the same show over and over again. This is fun.
Yeah. And you know, I think because they have the theater space to like do this kind of stuff, like this is like what I would love to see more of at like Magic Kingdom parties, but like they just don't have the areas to really pull that off. So seeing like Kermit and Frog and Miss Piggy like interacting with fans at one theater, then you have this show at another theater, like, that's awesome. That's really cool. All right, so that's gonna be fun. Now this next portion looks like there will be two limited capacity entertainment experiences. One, the Hollywood Brown Derby will be transforming into a jazz lounge. So it looks like there might be songs from like the, you know, between the 20s and the 50s playing. You know, the Hollywood Brown Derby is like, you know, it's all about like the old school Hollywood. So that'll be fun over there. And then the other thing is over at the Hollywood Tower Hotel Courtyard, there's going to be an otherworldly soiree. And it looks like there will be a ghostly band playing over there. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, we don't really know any details of either of those experiences right now. I would hope that they are not extra paid.
Mm-hmm.
Like ticket, like I just hope they're not extra tickets within the ticket itself to the event, because you know the example I'm thinking of, I think they called it the Villains Lounge during the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, where you can go into I think it was Tony's Town Square Restaurant, whatever the mm-hmm. name is, I can't remember, Tony's Restaurant, where you can get food and drinks and stuff like that, and then you get a reserved spot for the parade. Now, I'm hoping that, you know, it is just another experience that people can go in with their ticketed event. You know, maybe they're, you know, we just talked about the Den of Destiny last week. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, you know, go buy some drinks and buy some food. Like, you know, if people want to buy, like, do that, you'll still make a lot of money, you know. So, you know, I just hope that it's, you know, included with the ticket price, you know, because I just worry because it says two limited capacity entertainment experiences, and mm-hmm. that limited capacity just kind of worries me, but I don't know. What do you think?
It could be a couple different things, right? Like you could do some sort of virtual queue. Disney loves their virtual queues, or like a walk-up list, like a lot of the lounges do already. Mm-hmm. But then once they just take a certain number of people, they cap it. Or maybe it's like you have to sign up online ahead of time or something like that. I don't know. I really do hope it's not an extra cost event as well, because that just seems like a lot. And it sounds like a really cool experience. I mean, like a sing-along piano bar over at the Brown Derby, that's super fun. A ghostly band at the Hollywood Tower Hotel Courtyard. I don't know. They sound super fun, and I wouldn't want, I don't know. I don't want it to be even more than what they're already paying for, but it'll be interesting to see. My gut says they'll probably do some sort of a walk-up list, and then once it's at capacity, it's at capacity.
Yeah, you know, because they already have that, like, within the app, you know, mm-hmm. where you just put your names onto, like, the walk-up list, and then they'll message you when, you know, you're ready. And I think you have, like, 10 to 20 minutes to come back. I don't even remember how long it has to be. So it's like I wouldn't want people to be waiting around, so I kind of worry about that. Like if they implemented like a virtual queue mm-hmm. for it, I think that might make a bit more sense. So like, you know, the night of the party at like, you know, say 7 p.m you just put yourself on like the virtual queue for, you know, those events. So I don't know, we'll see. I have no idea.
Yeah, because I mean, they could also probably will come out.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they could also limit you to, you know, like Oga's Cantina. They limit you to like two drinks. Well, like I remember the last time I went, I had three. Mm-hmm. But you know, they do kind of limit, you know, your time in those areas. So yeah. I don't know. I'd be interested in that Hollywood Tower Hotel courtyard event, just because I've seen like weddings there.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh man, that'd be really cool to like have like a wedding there. Mm-hmm. So
for sure.
Yeah. So yeah, more details to come on those experiences. And then the last thing, the return of Jingle Bell Jingle Bam is coming back. That is the Santa Size Nighttime Spectacular. That's jam-packed with music, fireworks, special effects, and state-of-the-art projections. And that is on the Hollywood Tower Hotel, right? No.
Yep.
Or is it the Chinese Theater?
Oh. I thought it was on the Hollywood Tower Hotel. That's what they do with all of the fun little projections and stuff. Or is that something different? I think it's Tower of Terror.
I am going to confirm. I'm pretty sure it's Tower of Terror, but I'm...
The projections were last year, at least. I guess I don't remember what we did for fireworks last year. We will look that up. But I really love...
It is... I'm seeing an image on the Chinese Theater.
Okay. I was going to say, I've never actually seen the fireworks and special effects like that off of the Tower of Terror. So Chinese Theater makes sense. That's where they shoot the fireworks usually.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it is on the Chinese Theater. So
cool.
All right. So that's happening. And then, of course, there'll be some holiday themed magic shots, some photo pass experiences. You know, and all of the photo pass photos captured during the event will be included in your ticket price. Of course, you'll be able to meet Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, and the rest of the gang over in Animation Courtyard. Let's see, what else do they have? Looks like you're also able to meet Powerline Max, which just doesn't make sense to me for like a Christmas party. But all right, if you want to meet Powerline Max over there. Because usually I've seen him at Halloween parties.
Yeah. Well, he's been, yeah. I feel like he's been meeting out at Hollywood Studios. I don't know if he's there regularly, but I do keep seeing him pop up at studios. So who knows?
That's right. Yeah.
Maybe he just wants to get into the holiday spirit too. I mean, I would be jazzed to meet Pop next. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you'll be able to meet Phineas and Ferb as well over at Echo Lake. And then Edna Mode and one of her superhero friends at the Pixar place. They did not say who it is, but Edna Mode will be there. And of course, if you want to ride on some attractions, there will be the after hours access for Slinky Dog, Rock and Roller Coaster, Tower of Terror, Rise of the Resistance, and more. And the interesting thing that they're doing is Rise of the Resistance will actually be using virtual queue doing Jollywood Nights. So if you want to ride Rise, you have to do that virtual queue. Probably be easier to get on that attraction as well. But
oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's going to be, you know, special holiday treats and drinks that, will be exclusive to the party. So check that one out. All right, so since this is a limited capacity event, of course, you'll have to buy tickets for that. So guests of select Walt Disney World Resort hotels, Swan and Dolphin hotels, and Shades of Green can buy tickets starting June 29th. Tickets for everyone else can be purchased starting July 6th over on the Walt Disney World website. So, yeah, so that's awesome. That sounds super fun. I actually really want to go to this.
Same.
Yeah, I'm just loving like the entertainment that they have in store for everyone. Especially, man, I really want to see that Nightmare Before Christmas show. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. I think I just like it because it just seems so different from everything that we're used to with Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. Like, I think it's about time that they kind of changed things up a bit, gave us something new, obviously trying to spread crowds out a little bit. But I love it.
Yeah, I love it too. And, you know, if you can't make the Christmas party for, you know, any reason, you know, at least like you have this as like a backup, you know, but very exciting. I feel like this is going to be super popular. Of course, you know, this is the new. So, you know, there's only 10 nights. So get your tickets as soon as you can. I wouldn't really hesitate on this. You know, me, I would always try, you know, I would try to avoid the first party if you can, just because that's like when everyone will want to go, especially like vlogger, like all the vloggers and stuff like that. They got to get to that first party. So,
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that is Jollywood Nights coming soon. And then, of course, Disney shared, they shared some information about the, about Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, but not too much. But it is, of course, returning to the Magic Kingdom on 25 select nights, anywhere between November 9th through December 22nd. I will not be listing out all 25 like I did, you know, for Jollywood Nights. 10 was reasonable. 25 is just way too much. So, you know, this is, again, a separate ticketed event, you know, that will welcome guests to celebrate the most wonderful time of the year at Disney World and at Magic Kingdom. And the ticket prices will range anywhere between $159 to $199 per person. So yeah, very, very steep.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. I always forget, Katie. Have you been to a Very Merry Christmas Party?
No, I haven't. I've done the Not So Scary Halloween Party a few times, but I've never done the Christmas party. But part of this is that I just refuse to go during the holidays because it's going to be just so crowded and packed. But I don't know. Like I was saying at the beginning of the episode, like it just doesn't really speak to me all that much. I don't know why. I feel like it's just missing something. So I would be much more interested in doing a Hollywood Studios. But I also, I know I get shunned from the Disney community for saying this, but Magic Kingdom's my least favorite park. So, like, why am I going to pay $200 extra to go hang out at Magic Kingdom? I don't know. That's a very Debbie Downer point of view for it. I'm sure it's a great party, but I don't know. It just doesn't speak to me, but just more tickets for you guys to go.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we don't want you anyway, so it's fine.
Okay.
No, of course, I'm not kidding. We don't really want you there anyways, so.
Yeah.
I've talked about this in the past. I went once, but unfortunately, like, you know, starting at like 8:30, it pretty much rained for the night. You know, I didn't get to see the stage show. I didn't get to see the parade. The fireworks did go off, but like with the rain and the fireworks going off, there was so much smoke that was created. From like the fireworks sizzling in the rain, like I couldn't even see the fireworks, I could barely see the projections on the castle. So yeah, it was hard to get a grasp on if I liked it or not. The overlays were really dope. Space Mountain was awesome. Even like the Tomorrowland Speedway was really cool. The food was mediocre to terrible. Like a Halloween party, I had better luck, but like I tried 4 or 5 different things and they were all mediocre to terrible at the Christmas party. So not the best experience, but I can't judge it, you know, on that one time, mostly because of the rain. I can judge the food though. So that's the one thing.
And that was a couple years ago too, though. That was pre-COVID
2019. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So who knows what they've changed bringing it back after that, too.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it seems like a lot of it's the same. So, you know, they will be having the stage show over in front of the Magic Kingdom, which is Mickey's Most Merriest Celebration. Then they will be having the Sparkling Spectacular Minnie's Wonderful Christmas Time Fireworks. And then the Merry Must-See Mickey's Once Upon a Time a Christmas Parade. So those were definitely there. I'm pretty sure they were all there, you know, from my trip. And yeah, I didn't really get to see them. And then, a lot of your favorite rides will, of course, still be open. And Tron Light Cycle Run will also be using a virtual queue for that event. And then, you know, that's really all they shared when it came to what's happening at, you know, Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. So I think it's just going to be a lot of the same as previous years. You know, the really big new thing that they're swinging for the fences are the Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam. So I'm curious, you know, I really feel like Jollywood Nights is going to sell out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for all 10 of those days. But I'm curious, you know, I'm wondering what it's going to be like over at Magic Kingdom, you know, for the park nights. And, oh, the one thing I did forget to mention, I double checked the dates, but Hollywood Studios and Magic Kingdom parties do not share nights. Like they, you know, all the party dates are different from each other. So like if you want to go to one, you'll also be, you know, if you have like a short trip, like 4 days, you know, you should be able to hit up a Hollywood Studios night or Jollywood nights. And then the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party the other night. So,
yeah.
I feel like, you know, that could be a good alternative to like buying like park tickets, you know, say you just want to do like a quick trip, but you know, your focus is just on Christmas parties, you know, spend $400 on, you know, well, that's if you're going by yourself, not your family or anything,
right?
You know, spend $400 on, you know, those two tickets, get into the parks early, go on a few rides, and then, you know, really, you know, enjoy your time down there. So
yeah, that's actually a really great idea. I like that. It's about the same amount as you would pay for a 2-day ticket anyway. So.
Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, tickets are not cheap anymore. Yeah. So.
Which is crazy. I was looking at the date. So of course we're going in November 13th through the 17th, and there's parties, a lot going on. I do miss the Jollywood Nights. Otherwise, that really would be something we would consider, to be honest. But there is a Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party the night we were planning on going to Magic Kingdom. But the way we had it planned, we were going to go to Magic Kingdom in the morning and then hop to Epcot in the afternoon. So that might actually work out in our favor, because maybe people won't be going to Magic Kingdom during the day. So maybe the morning will be a little bit calmer than we would typically expect. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's usually, you know, history tracks that you want to go to a park the day there is a party. Well, I should just say Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
But you want to go to Magic Kingdom the day there's a party, because usually there aren't people going, because, you know, they want, like, you know, they want a full day at Magic Kingdom. They're not going to, like, spend money on just, mm-hmm. you know, a portion of a day with the park closing at 6. So crowds should be low those park days. So that's, you know, something to think about.
For sure.
Yeah. The one thing I did forget to mention was, when you can purchase the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. So, you know, exactly the same as Jollywood Nights, the select Walt Disney World Resort guests, which I assume are just deluxe resorts. The Swan and Dolphin Hotels, Shades of Green, can begin purchasing tickets as early as June 29th. And then everyone else can purchase guests July 6th. It's such a big gap. Like, why, like, a
week? I know. I don't know. That is interesting, too. I also was wondering, do you remember if typically it's only select Disney resorts that get to purchase early? Was that
like it, too? I remember talking about that last year, too. And, like, for some other events, too, like, they're really, it just seems like they're really making, like, deluxe resorts more special to stay at and give them more perks. So.
Makes sense.
I mean, just, like, think about, like, the evening hours. The evening hours are only mm-hmm. for, you know, those deluxe resort guests, so.
True, true.
Yeah. All right, so. Some of the other holiday events that are happening at Disney. So we still got more Christmas stuff coming up. Now, guests will be able to join Elsa, Anna, Olaf, Kristoff, and the Snowgies. What are the Snowgies? Are those just little, like, snowman things?
Yeah, the Snowgies. Okay. They're just little guys that go Snowgies. Oh, they're adorable.
Oh. No, I know what you're talking about. So they will be in front of the Cinderella Castle at Magic Kingdom for a Frozen holiday surprise. So it's a brand new Frozen inspired entertainment experience that will illuminate the castle in a whole new way. The offering can be seen during regular park hours and during Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. Stay tuned for more details on that. So I guess it's going to be similar to how they would light up the castle, because I think they would do, like, the light up at, like, 6 p.m. during the park hours. Then if there was a party that night, they would just, you know, turn off the lights and then do it once more, mm-hmm. like, you know, at, like, 8 p.m. So I assume, you know, they're going to do that. So I think it was last year. I don't think, because of the pandemic, I don't think they've hung those Christmas lights up on the castle.
Dream lights. No dream lights. That's all we want.
Oh, is that what they're called? Dream lights?
Dream lights. I don't know. That's what people call them. I don't know if that's the official Disney term for them. But it's the dream lights. But yeah, gotcha. I feel like everyone's always talking about we want the dream lights back, but they haven't mentioned anything about it. But I will say, like, multiple times in this little snapshot, they were like, oh, brand new show for the first time in forever. But, like, they used to have Frozen show to light up the castle before. I remember that vividly from when I was a cast member and Frozen came out, the very first one came out, and they did, Elsa had her little magic powers to light up the castle. So I'm very interested to see how new this could be when they literally just did something very similar 7 years ago, 8 years ago.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. Yeah, well, we'll see what they do different. I have no idea. I mean, I assume it's just going to be projections on the castle just to save time and money. So.
Which, like, I get, and the projections are cool, but they're not as cool as the dream lights.
No, they're not. No, I. That's one thing I did love about, you know, about Magic Kingdom, seeing those dream lights. So,
yeah,
one of my favorite photos I've ever taken at Disney was during the party, the Christmas party. It was raining out, and a cast member was in her, like, really cute holiday outfit. It was like a white top with a gray, or not gray, with a red skirt, like long, like I think it was a long skirt. And then, but because it was raining, she was holding an umbrella, like a cool umbrella, but she was standing in front of the, like directly in front of the castle. Like, this is near the stage. And I was like, oh, this would make like such a cool photo. And I asked her, I'm like, hey, do you mind if I just like take a photo with you and the umbrella? And I did. And like, it's still one of my favorite photos I've ever taken. Like, it's her. Then you have the castle with all the dream lights behind her with like the rain. And like, it was just, it was really neat. Still, you know, I love that photo. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. I miss, you know, so gotta miss those dream lights.
Me too. We'll see. Maybe they'll have some sort of dream lights, maybe something different.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah, we don't know yet. So, all right. Then, of course, over back at the Animal Kingdom over there, the artisan sculpted puppets will returning. I think they call them the Merry Menagerie of Winter Animals.
Yay!
You know, yeah. So I have not seen those, but I know, you know, they just kind of roam the park during the day. So,
yeah, never seen them in person, but they're just the cutest little things. I love seeing everyone interact with them. It's just like, they're just adorable and so detailed and beautiful. They're fun.
Yep, for sure. Yeah. And then, of course, over at Epcot, the Festival of the Holidays will be returning, as well as the Candlelight Processional that everyone loves. That will begin on November 24th through December 30th. So yeah, there will be some musical acts, performers. Of course, the Holiday Kitchens will return. You know, just another great festival over at Epcot. So that will be back again November 24th through December 30th. And then Disney's Hollywood Studios will return the Yuletide Projection Show on the Hollywood Tower Hotel this season. So, yeah, I remember that. That's what I was thinking.
That's
of.
What
I was
we thinking, were thinking of, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam was over there, but no, it was just this projection show over on the hotel. So I wonder if that, I would assume that's just going to happen at the Jollywood Nights as well.
So. I imagine it would, yeah. It sounds like it's probably going to be like an every night thing.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Oh, yeah, one, yeah, since they separated it out from Jollywood Nights, it's definitely like an every night thing, mm-hmm. So. And then over at Toy Story Land, you can find Woody, Jessie, and Buzz sporting their holiday best. So I think they did this last year or 2 years ago. I know they definitely did it, but yeah, so they'll be back. And then Disney Springs, you know, they'll have decor there. They always have that Christmas tree stroll as well. And then you could say hello to Santa Claus. He'll be making appearances in all four parks, Disney Springs, and even at a Disney water park where you'll find him dressed in his tropical holiday beach wear.
Dude, that's the coolest thing. I know it's written right in front of me, but I did not like comprehend that that was a thing. I want to go see Santa at a water park. That's so fun. Oh my
gosh. Yeah, it does sound pretty cool. I wonder if they did that in the past. I don't remember.
I don't remember, and I feel like I would, because that's so cool.
I know. Yeah, me too. All right. So let's see here. They have a couple other things. The life-size gingerbread house will be returning to Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa. Hopefully, the lobby construction will be done by then, because it is being gutted right now. And then it looks like they are also offer. I didn't even read through this last bit until now, but they're actually offering guests up to 25% on rooms at select Disney Resort hotels for stays this fall and winter season. Katie, you should look into this just in case.
Well, it's kind of too late because I rented DVC points and I don't think I can go back with that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But maybe we could extend our stay.
There you go.
Don't tell Nicholas.
Yeah. And then if you're a Disney Plus subscriber, you can save up to 35% on rooms for Disney Resort hotels this holiday season.
So. Nice. Yeah.
Learn more at learn more at disneyworld.com/DisneyPlus.
That
what were you going to say?
I was going to say, that's actually really awesome because I've been looking for flights and our flight options are not looking too good. But if I fly out the next day or even the day after, so it sounds like I should just extend my stay a little bit. You know, once a few more nights, it's fine.
you know what's funny? I took this directly from the blog. I copied and pasted disneyworld.com/DisneyPlus, and it brought me to like a French version of the website.
Oh, no.
Yeah, let me try it again. Copy and paste
funny.
It. Disney Plus room offer.
I want to try.
Yeah, it's the French version. Do you see it too?
Not that fast. Well, this is exciting.
Usually you can translate. I know, like, on. I just had to translate it to English, but it's weird that it started in French.
Mine too. Ooh, this is exciting. I want to learn French again.
Yours was French as well.
Yeah. That's so funny. What the heck?
Yeah.
Anywho, go learn some French and find out more about these deals.
Yeah. Bienvenue, Matthew.
Bienvenue. Oh, that's hilarious.
All right. So I forgot. What were we talking about? Oh, okay. No, I was going to comment because you're talking about extending your trip because of flights. For my past two trips, for my trip in 2019 and my trip in 2022, my big one last year, I did both of those things because of flights. Like, I just did the Disney math. I'm like, it's just going to be cheaper if I fly out, you know, 1 or 2 days before. Like, you know, 2019, we were going to do a Saturday to Saturday, but the flights were like ridiculously expensive. So like I flew out on Thursday night, which was Halloween, and then got us in early. I worked like half a day. And then that night there was the last Halloween party on November 1st and we went to it. And it was great because, you know, I think that was still the extra cost, but, you know, we were still kind of saving. Maybe
It was more convenient. Yes,
it was more convenient. But no, the flights were like half the price. I stayed at the Bee Resort Hotel or the Bee Resort in Disney Springs for two nights and it worked out. It was great. So,
yeah, that's awesome. I think my problem, not only are flights just terribly expensive and it's like easily double, if not more, than the cost I typically pay, which is very frustrating, but like the timings of all of the flights are just terrible.
Yeah.
Like it's just awful. And we typically fly Frontier, but Frontier's not posting their stupid flights that far out, which like is a little frustrating. So
yeah.
I don't know. I just am kind of sitting on that. But hey, maybe I'll just, you know, extend it by a day or two. 35% off. Like, right? You're saving money in the long run.
Yeah. Well, check ticket prices on Tuesdays. You know, for whatever reason, a lot of times prices drop on Tuesday. Like, you know, we're recording on a Wednesday, but, you know, yesterday, Tuesday, you know, I'm going to Austin at the end of Austin, Texas at the end of August for a bachelor party. And I was just looking for flights and they were still like really expensive. But you know, I kept looking and looking and then I was like, all right, it's Tuesday. Let me look again. And they actually dropped really great prices. Timing is not the best. Unfortunately, the best flight out was like 6:25 AM.
Oh gosh.
But you know, it's fine. You know, a bunch of other guys already bought like the same flight. So, you know, we're all going to get in and start the
ready
party
to roll. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
yeah. See, yeah. I have the opposite problem. I would be fine flying down early, but all of the flight options that I can even remotely consider for pricing are later. Like, don't leave until 6 or 8 p.m.
Oh,
like, because like there's
it's
a
just
really
a
nice
waste of time at Disney.
Exactly. Well, there's a really awesome direct flight from Dayton Airport, which is so much closer to us, but it doesn't get in until 10 p.m. on Monday night. I'm like, well, that's an entire day wasted. So we're not doing that.
Yeah. Well, hopefully Frontier will open up soon, and yeah. You know, you'll figure it out. So
we'll see. We'll see. That was like my impromptu little trip update. Can't find flights.
All right. Well, that is actually all of the Christmas news. And it took us, about 40 minutes to get through. So
yeah, there's a lot of it.
Yeah, lots of Christmas news. I'm very excited about Jollywood Nights. Definitely not going this year, but I hope they keep it up because I definitely want to check it out in the future. Mm-hmm. So that'll be fun. All right, the last thing we have to talk about today. So Disney announced the Flavors of Florida, where they will be serving up some mouth-watering and fresh flavors inspired by the Sunshine State. So from July 1st through August 16th at over 30 locations throughout Disney Springs, they'll be featuring a variety of dishes and sips that you must try. Some examples, a returning favorite is the Lime Garage Burger from Deluxe Burger, which is a deluxe patty topped with pepper jack cheese, pork belly, fried green tomato, and served with an avocado, lime, and jalapeno spread. I've heard this thing is really good.
Yes. Yeah. I haven't had it, but yeah, I feel like everyone raves about it. I think it's funny that it's named after a parking garage, but you know what? Do what you gotta do. It sounds amazing.
You know what? I never realized that until right now. Now that you said
it's
that,
it's the part. Yeah, I forgot it was.
I just thought it was something that had to do with like Florida, like you know, maybe no. Some weird thing in Florida. But I forgot that they have those. Yeah. So to be fair, I never parked in that garage until this past trip in September. Like, I should. Well, I don't know if I might have parked in Orange because I think Orange is the other one, right?
I have no idea. Yeah, I think it's Orange and Lime.
Anyways, I never used those garages until last time. So it's like, you know, I'm not as familiar. Sorry, I'm not familiar with garages at Disney Springs. So
you better get with the program, Matt. This is just embarrassing.
I know. I suck. So. All right. So then, you know, they also have the Gambas Gabardina. I definitely did not say that right. Gambas Gabardina. Which I assume is Spanish. So that's from Haleo by Jose Andres, which is beer battered Florida Atlantic white shrimp with caper mayonnaise. I have always wanted, like, I really want to go to Haleo, and I hear, I feel like no one talks about it. I've heard great things about it. But yeah, I got to get there one time. I really have to get there. I'm like dying to go.
Same.
Yeah, and then Jock Lindsey's Hangar Bar, you can get the Florida shrimp tacos as well. But that is just a very tiny portion of what they have. You can actually find every single menu item over at the Disney blog, you know, with the Flavors of Florida post. So you can find all the menu items over there. They posted about it the other day. The other cool thing that they're doing this year, they're actually going to be having culinary demos with like the people who created and own some of the restaurants over at Disney Springs. So it's only one day that, you know, they have this at one time. So the registrations are like first come, first serve. Capacity is limited, and you really need to check out the Disney Springs website for more information on this. Like, for example, the first one is like a demonstration by Jose Andres, who of course owns Haleo. You know, that one you were able to register for already, but it is full. But all of the others that I'm going to mention, all it says is, you know, registration is not open yet. Just like stay tuned for more details. So I actually don't know when those like registration dates open. So if you're really interested, just like really keep on it. But if I were to do one this you know, this would be the one I want to do. So Master Sommelier George Melotes, who is the owner of Wine Bar George, he will be doing a demonstration over there. I absolutely love Wine Bar George. Everything I've had there is phenomenal. Love it. You have not been there yet, right, Katie?
I have not. I really want to, and I think this might be one of the places we hit up on our little Disney honeymoon.
Oh, that'd be such a good honeymoon little date.
I know. Yeah. So yeah, this one would be really cool. I always think about going, and I end up talking myself out of it. But yeah, Wine Bar George would be super fun to, you know, see a demonstration with the sommelier. That is so fun.
Yeah, yeah. So there's that one. And then Chef James Petrakis, I assume he is the head chef, of course, over at the Polite Pig. I really want to try that. I've never been the Polite Pig yet. Have you, Katie, or no?
No, it's not really my vibe. I'm not a big barbecue fan, so it doesn't really speak to me. But I've heard great things. I'm surprised Nick hasn't gotten me there because he loves barbecue and all things pulled pork and all that stuff. But yeah.
Well, the next one's definitely my vibe. So Chef Art Smith, of course, who owns Homecoming, he'll be doing a demonstration, which will be dope. And then you have Steve Lewis, who is the owner and creator of Gideon's Bakehouse. So he'll be doing a presentation.
I would definitely do that. Yeah. Sounds so fun. I love Gideon's.
Yep,
always
a
must do. Always, always.
Yeah, and then it looks like the last one they have is actually from a bunch of Disney chefs. Chef George Paulson, I'm sorry if I said that wrong. Chef Jennifer Ladisky and Chef Gary Miles, who are part of the Disney Springs culinary team. So they'll be doing a demonstration as well. So again, check out Disney Springs website for more information on this, because they were, you know, they really didn't say much about when you can register for the others. Mm-hmm. The one from, again, Jose Andres from Haleo, that one's already full. But the others, it still says registration coming soon. So definitely check those out. But yeah, that's Flavors with Florida. You know, I don't really, you know, maybe once the kids get older, I'll be going to Disney in the summer, but not anytime soon. So
yep, same. Yeah. I feel like this is, I like Flavors of Florida a lot because I think this really speaks to locals, because there, I think locals hit up Springs far more than any of the tourists do. So I think it's cool that they're doing these sort of extras at Disney Springs.
Yeah. Man, I'm glad that I don't live near Disney. I would just spend I would spend way too much money in there.
Oh yeah. Oh, I mean, I'm sure I've said this before, but when I worked at Disney, I definitely lost money over the time I was there. 100%.
That's the sad thing. Like, I feel like, you know, we all know that, like, you know, especially cast members don't get paid well, you know, especially people on Disney college programs, like, you know, a lot of their money is just going back in, right back into the company's pocket. So, so it's a cycle that happens, but, but yeah, so that's all the information that we have for today. So, but, you know, lots of Christmas stuff coming up. Lots of good things coming. Flavors of Florida right around the corner. So, Katie, this has been fun being all jolly and merry today.
I know. I feel like I need to go turn Christmas music on, but I'm pretty sure Nick would kill me. So I might have to wait a little bit on that.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, you know, let's get out of here for today. So, Katie, where can we find you?
You guys come hang out with me on Instagram. I am at MagicallyMootsy. And even though I don't post, I'm still around. I constantly am on Instagram. I just am not posting right now. So still there. Come say hi. I'm at MagicallyMootsy.
All right. And you can find me at Park Chatter Pod on Instagram. And let's see. What else could you do? Make sure you... I'm trying to think. My wife asked me a question. I was typing back to her, so my mind was distracted. Make sure you're subscribing to the podcast. You could do so on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you find those podcasts. Give us a 5-star review if you can, if you're liking what we're doing. You know, that'll get us out, you know, into the world a bit more. Tell your friends about us. You know, if they ask you, hey, you know, are there any good Disney podcasts that you're listening to? Or, hey, do you have a good podcast recommendation? Even if they don't like Disney, recommend us. Maybe
we're
they'll like us. Yeah.
I think we're awesome.
Yeah, I think so too.
I'm pretty biased, but, you know, fine.
Yeah. But all right, well, that's it for this week. Katie, you know, until next time, you know, I'll see you then.
All right, bye.